Ndebele.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 1 lwezi 2021 uPresident Jeremiah. Ngendabeni zethu lamhlanje
sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu mongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu 25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela United Kingdom.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni o United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuyekiyo bese Robert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadala.
Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyeni labekansile yakubulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Abaphatheke kumkhankaso wokulwela amalungelo ababulawayo umkhuhlane yengqondo inenini labo kungabasindakiyo. Bathi sikhona isidingo sokufundisa abenkolo ezijiyeneyo ugoqela olwesikristu lolwesintu ngezemikhuhlane yengqondo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lezo zizwa kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF. Labanye abakade betshengisela besola ukuza kwakhe emhlanganweni owe-COP 26. Umnumzana Nick Mangwana umabhalane omkhulu ogatsha lokwethulwa kwemibiko ulobe enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter ethi Mnangagwa ukhangele lokwethula umbiko kulomhlangano oveza ukufiswa umhulumende wakhe ekuphunguleni ukoniwa kumkhathi okudala okungani kuhle kwesiZulu, indlala lokunye. Nkosikazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Majamuse ukuhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilitane. Inake uthi bayakujabulela ukubuya kukaMnangagwa eScotland.
Namhlanje sikhona kwele United Kingdom esigabeni seGlasgow eScotland. Achi kuyadatshulwa lamabhatshi hayi sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu mongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu 25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela United Kingdom. Mongameli ukhangelelwe ukubana efika ecele amazwe angentshonalanga ukubana ekhuphe ama-sanctions against ilizwe lakithi eleZimbabwe. Ngoba kunjalo singazake senisele ukuthi silwisane lalokhu okuphuma ku-climate change okwenzakale ilizwe lonke jikelele. Singabambana labanye lamanye amazwe wonke ekukhulumeni sibe lazo zonke izinto ezokuthi singenza kodwa nxa ama-sanction elokhu esibophile esibambile kukhanya kuzoba nzima kwele Zimbabwe.
Ye, akusitshele mama ukuthi bathini abanye abantu ngokuza kwaMnangagwa khonapho ke kwele Scotland.
Sijabula kakhulu nanko kuyabhebha sibili kuyabhebha eGlasgow. Sebegcwele abantwana bomhlabathi abalande ukuzejabula bemukela ubaba bethi hayi sithabile ngaso lesi senzakalo esingazange sisibone iminyaka isize ibe ngamachumi amabili lanhlanu.
Nkosikazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Majamuse uhlangothi lwabesifazana kuZANU-PF eBhilitane lapho limuzwe exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseGlasgow khona ngale ngaseScotland. UGibbs uphinde waxoxa lomnumzana Phanyika Karimanzira owenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe elamalunga atshengisela phandle kwendawo lapho kwenzelwa khona umhlangano we-COP 26.
Thina amaZimbabweni siyakhonona ngoba sithi khona uMnangagwa kumelanga abe lapha ngoba indaba ze-climate vele kazazi into azenza eZimbabwe kubulala ivele umhlaba lani okungahambelani le-climate. Njalo thina siyakhonona sithi uMnangagwa yi-dictator, ngumbulali, umuntu odunguluza abantu akula ukunanzelela ama human rights eZimbabwe. So siyakhonona kakhulu njalo sikhumbula iGukura Hunti wabulala abantu abaningi njalo iminyaka yonke edlulileyo uBhizi yabulala abantu njalo sikhuluma ngecorruption ekaMnangagwa imali yeZimbabwe isiwa nguye ngezinini zakhe ngabangane bakhe abalutshwana sikhuluma ngokuningi esikhonona ngakho ngoMnangagwa eyinye futhi indaba esingayithandiyo ngoMnangagwa indaba yokuthi khona eZimbabwe akusela rule of law injustice ayikho vele sikhonona ngokuningi sithi uMnangagwa akumelanga abela njalo ukubuya kwake lapha uMnangagwa wabuya labantu abayidlula 100 imali ephume khonapho abayisebenzisileyo idlula $16 million. Imali yona le imali ibingasebenza ukulungisa izinto ezibhedlela kumbe ezikolo lani lani into eziningi ezingalunganga eZimbabwe but bona uyabuya lapha labantu abaningi bezokudla imali bedlalisa imali.
UMnumzana Banyika Karimanzira wenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe uxoxele uGibbs Dube eseGlasgow eScotland. Lokhu kusekelwa nguMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa akukhulumileyo ongumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTC Alliance.
Abantu ilizwe lonke jikelele bayakwazi ukuthi i-human rights record eZimbabwe ayilunganga. Abantu bayacatshwa, abantu bayabotshwa mahlayana, bayabulawa mahlayana, bayabulawa, abaphiwa ama-bail. Khathesi abantu bahamba betshisa izimota besenza ama-road blocks. Lamapholisa awala ndaba lakho, akula rule of law. Yinto zahlangalalayo ngikhona ngale ukuthi hamba uyelungise ekhaya. Papa Juba ubuyele kwenu ufike ulungise ama human rights ukuhlala kuhle labantu lokudingela abantu imisebenza hathi ukuza ngapha kuze sivakatshela nje singathi ivacation khona ukuthi ukuhambe labantu aba over 100 ye expense ye to tinize badala ama tax asiyabuza ukuthi kanti ngobani abahambileyo uzabona ukuthi uhamba izihlobo labantu abangala lutho lezomkhathi kuyasiyangisa lokhu ngoba imali yeZimbabwe abantu laba bayafika baphiwa ama-pediums baphiwa ama-allowances baphiwa ukudla thina ama-taxpayers ngapha sifike ngokomlomo hhatshi akusithabisanga kodwa ke yena sewuya uyafunda njengomuntu oqalisayo futhi layeke evakatshe esithi i-vacation.
UMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTC Alliance, uxoxele uGibbs Dube eWobulawayo. Kunjalo nje, uyakhala uZulu weZimbabwe ngodubo lokuguquka komkhathi osokudala ukungani kuhle kweZulu, ukusilela kwamanzi okunatha la madlelo osokuphazamisa kakhulu umsebenzi wokulima lokunye. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Abantu abaningi basalikhumbula izulu lesikhukhula uCyclone Eileen kanye loCyclone Ida okwabulala abantu kwaphindisa izakhiwo njalo uZulu wathelwa ngamabele wonke emasimini. Kayisikho kodwa lokhu njengoba abantu bekhala ngendlala ukuswelakala kwamanzi lokunye okuthiwa kudalwa yikukhudumala komkhathi. Bayakhala abalimi ngokwenzakala elizweni lemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Omunye wabo ofuya inkomo uMnumzana Mateo Sibanda.
Climate change leya isa awusakwazi ukuthi izulu liqala nini ukuna kusakaza sasithe ngesikhathi esinje izulu liyaqala ukuna ngabo November December manje izulu liyakhona ukuthi line ngabo January kumbe line elimasinyane so uzokunzima ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ungalungiselela kanjani lohlupho lokushota kwamanzi manje ezinkomeni lokushota kwamadlelo ngoba inkomo zothola ukuthi manje sezicakile inkomo zishota amadlelo izulu liyaphuza ukuna kumbe liphangise inkomo sezicaka inkomo ziba lemkhuhlane emnene.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Dumisani Nyoni osebenza kuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima ole agritex.
Ukuguquka kwesimo somkhathi xa sikhangele kuzwekazi leZimbabwe kakhulukazi kuluhlu lwethu leMatabeleland sinanzelela ukuthi isikhathi sehlobo lapho sikhangelele ukuthola khona izulu izulu lethu selilulutshwana line ngesikhathi esifitshane okutsho ukuthi lokho sokuthi i-season length ithuba esilalo elokuthi silime sivuthise izilimo selehlile lokho njalo kubuye kuhlangane lokuthi phakathi kwesikhathi lisina izulu kuba lesikhathi lapho elima khona kuthise esikuthi ngesilungu ngama mid season dry spells ayanda ayakhula ubude liyenelisa izulu te mhlawumbe line kufika uzibandlela uJanuwari lihamba inyanga yonke 30 days kungalazulu ngisho libe selibuya kube sokusitsho ukuthi lokho esiyabe sikulimile kuyabe sokuthile.
Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu obona ngezokuguquka komkhathi lokunceda uzulu ohluphekileyo kuhlelo lwe-disaster management ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi ukudumala komkhathi kudala umonakalo omangalisayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kanye lakweleZimbabwe.
Ukuswelakala kwamanzi, omama labantwana kakhulu bahamba imango emide okuyadinga amanzi. I-climate change lesikhuluma ngayo ayilimazanga kuphela izifuyo nokuswelakala kokudla. Kakanti izihlahla lazo ziphelile. Sesibone futhi ukusukuma kwezihlahla, kubukumila kwezihlahla ebekade zingekho izolo, esingathi ngesilungu i-invasion of ama alien species awezihlahla esesiba khona. Zibuye futhi zinjalo zithathele lenkomo zethu lezifuyo zethu amadlelo.
ELeZimbabwe likhangelelwe ukuba liza kwethula amaqhinga alo okulisana lokukhudumala komkhathi emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference wenzelwa eScotland okwamanje. Kodwa eLeZimbabwe likhala ngokuswelakala kwemali yokuqhuba inhlelo ezijeneyo ezihambelana lalokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguGibbs Dube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane luqhamukayo ngombebhithe onyakenye selikunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 132,977 okugqokela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane asebezinkulungwane ezedlula ikhulu 127,700 kwafa inkulungwane ezedlula ezine lengxenye 4,678. Kunje abantu asebenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 sebesedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million, kodwa abayizigidi ezidlula ezimbili lenxenye babo 2.6 million yibo asebehlatshiwe amajekiseni wonke womabili. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekhansile yakoBulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba oletuberculosis kungelambadalo. Uhlelo lolo luqale namhlanje lo luzaphela mhlaka 10 lwezi. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abohlangothi olwe-National Tuberculosis Control Program babambisana labogatsha lwezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo bahlela umkhankaso wokuhlola abantu umkhuhlane we-TB kungelambadalo endaweni ezichiyeneyo zakoBulawayo. Unkosikazi Florence Dube, umhlali wakoBulawayo, uthi bayajabula ukuthi kube lohlelo lokuthi belatshwe mahala.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo, siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadalo. Namhlobo kuze sifike lapha sifikiswe ukuthi kuthiwa ba-checka i-TB lama-asima labuchukela konke ba-checka.
Unkosikazi Eniphiri, omunye wabahambe ukuyahlola, uthi bebesehlulwa yimali ukuthi bahambe ekami clinic bayehlolwa.
Ngize lapha ukuze chekwa i-chest, le problem ye-chest, lo bhudami uze ehlolwa i-TB. Kahle kahle kusenze sasukuma ukuthi ama-problems sinawo okugula, but imali yokuthi sihambe siye ezibhedlela kumbe kubo kami clinic, imali yokuhlolwa ku-chest, ama-test la ama-x-ray yiyo esingelayo. Into esenze sasukuma ukuthi mathengo kwamahhala esigijime khona sabuya ngapha ukuthi nathi sizethola ukuhlolwa kwamahhala lokhu ngoba singakhona ukuthi sibhadale imali ezibhedlela ezinkulu.
Unkosikazi Janet Mvundla, umhlali weRobert Sinyoka, uthi wake wabanjwa umkhuhlane wofuba kodwa wehlulwa imali ukuba ayehlolisiswa.
Ngokucalisa ukuthi ngigule ngibulawa yi-TB, ngingakwanisi ukuhamba ukuthi ngingafika ngaphithi ngathi ngihambe ekliniki ngithi ngifuna ukuyolatshwa, ngifuneka imali uhambe uyothatha i-X-ray khona imali akhona idwa. Kathesi sengicalisa butsha futhi ukuthi ngibuye futhi njengizokuthi ikhona ikliniki yamahhala ukuthi ngizobonana labo ukuthi nginanti sokuvukile futhi.
Unkosikazi Suku Oluhle Mthethwa, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi ikhansili yenze kuhle kakhulu.
Silokuthaba kakhulu ukuthi kube nomkhankaso wokuhlola abantu mahhala kungela mbadala. Singananzelela iningi labantu bebesehluleka ukuyahlolwa, abanye abaze bahambe sekulethe ukuyahlolwa kuze kugcine kulahleka impilo. Isifiso sethu ngesokuthi bakwenze unyaka yonke njalo ndawo zonke.
Kumbiko owethulwe ngabekhansili yakoBulawayo izolo, uZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi abadala asebele minyaka engamashumi ayisithupha lanhlanu yokuzalwa, abahlala endaweni ezimiyeneyo, abantwana abangondlekanga, abagula umkhuhlane wetshukela, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abasebenza emajele, izibotshwa, abasanda kukhululwa emajele, abake bondla izigulane zomkhuhlane wofuka, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abemba imigodi yegolide, bahambe bayehlolwa. Labo abalezibonakaliso ezigoqela ukuginqa ebusuku, uphepha kanye labaphila legcikwane lengculaza ele-HIV, labo bakhuthazwa ukuyahlola. UZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi ahambe endaweni eziseduze lalapho ahlala khona ukuze ayehlola i-TB. Ngomvulo, abahlolayo bayabe bese-Robert Sinyoka, ngolwesibili e-Old Phumula Shops, kuthi mhlaka 3 Lwezi, bayabe besengozi 9, emagwegwe mhlaka 4, kuthi mhlaka 6 lo 7, bazabe bekhangele i-Country Park, kuthi mhlaka 8 eFusini Shops, emzilikazi ngelanga lokugcina mhlaka 10, eKhilani Squatter Camp. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le coronavirus eZimbabwe kanye lohlelo lokuhlaba abantu Jason ye COVID-19 vaccine. Sikhangele kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Umongameli Joe Biden welemelika uveze ukudana kwakhe ngokuthi ele Russia lele China akavezi ukuzinikela kwalawa mazwe ekulungiseseni umonakalo odalwa yikonakala ngomkhathi. Lokhu kusho ngemva komhlangano owe G20 owenzelwe eRome ngempela sonto. Okwamanje umongameli Biden usese Scotland emhlanganweni ophathelane lezo mkhathi. Inkokheli yele Russia leye China ibikwa ingayanga emhlanganweni lo. Unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko eScotland sikamongameli welemelika ese White House uJen Psaki ubike ngesonto ukuba uhlolwe wafunyanywa ele coronavirus. USaki uthe ugcine ukuba duzane lo mongameli Joe Biden ngolwesibili olwedluleyo lapho abakade bemekhatshana lakhatshana i-social distancing njalo bonke begqoke ama-mask. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba uJoe Biden uhlolwe ngomgqibelo ukuthi angabe elayo i-coronavirus na, kodwa ubikwa etholakala engelalo leli gcikwane.
Abaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulela amalungelo ababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo, iningi labo kungabasindakiyo, bathi sikhona isidingo esikhulu sokufundisa abenkolo ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela olwesiKristu lolwesintu ngendaba zemikhuhlane yengqondo ngoba abanye babo bengelalo ulwazi phezu kwemihlobo etshiyeneyo yale mikhuhlane. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba. Lokho ngokunye kokuvezwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe enkundleni zebulenjini wokuhlaziya imikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni. Owe Daily News Mental Health Crisis in Zimbabwe webinar phansi kwesihloko esithi Zimbabwe and Mental Health Issues, the Beginning of Candid Conversations. Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso eye Obsessive Compulsive Disorder OCD enguye njalo owayisungulayo unkosikazi Angelini Mkorongo ngomunye wabaphatheke kulolu hlelo. Uthi wasinda kumkhuhlane we-OCD unkosikazi Mkorongo ngemva kokudonsa iminyaka edlula engamachumi amathathu engazi ukuthi ulawo njalo eswela usizo izo zonke indawo.
And people with OCD in Zimbabwe are known as vaneshamire njuso. And it saddens me that some churches
abantu abale OCD eZimbabwe kwandise ukuthiwa balendlozi. Kuyangidanisa kakhulu ukubona abezinye inkonzo amaprofite aseziphilisa ngalolu dubo lwabantu ababulawa ingqondo ohlobo lwe-OCD. Abanye kabavumi ukuthi ngumkhuhlane, kababatsheli abantu iqiniso ngalesi simo befuna abantu baqhubeke bekholwa ukuthi balamadimoni.
And therefore you find that people are really suffering.
Unkosikazi Dezimoyo okhonza ebandleni le-United Evangelical Church uthi kuliqiniso ukuthiwo ngasebake bahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo kundlela abaphathwa ngayo ngabezenkolo ezijiyeneyo.
Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi njengabantu abakhonzayo singakubona kungaqakathekanga. Ye kuhle ukuba siyathandaza, kodwa kunjalo kuhle njalo ukuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwamadokotela ukuze sincede impilo zethu.
Obe ngumhlonitshwa kulolu hlelo uDr. Kudzo Mwamuka, umqondisi ehlangothini olubona ngezokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni esebenzisana lababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo eye the Fellowship Bench Association, ulandisa kabanzi ngokuphathwa kwesimo semikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni.
Sadly in Zimbabwe we only have 90 registered psychiatrists and less than 20 clinical psychologists who are the professionals regarded as.
Okulusizi eZimbabwe yikuba silengcwethi zezempilakahle ezilithumi lasitshiyagalolunye lama clinical psychologists onani labo liphansi kwamachumi amabili okuyizona ngcwethi ezikhangelelwe ukusiza kule inkinga.
Ingcwethi kwezempila kahle ziveza kuba ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lungakaqhamuki. Oyedwa phakathi kwabathathu, 1 in 3 people, wayengowake wahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo okunjengowe-depression, luba ukhathazeka, i-anxiety okungaba kanye empilweni yakhe. Okwamanje bathi seliqongile lelinani kubangelwa zinkinga esezilethwe yikuqhamuka kwalolu bhubhane nyakenye ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 30%. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama. Namhlanje izizalwane zabo leSouth Africa ziphume ngobuningi zisiyavota ekhethweni lokudinga inkokheli zezabelo, iningi labo kungamakhansela. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Iningi labavoti bavuke ngovivi besiyaphosa ivoti labo ukukhetha inkokheli ezabamela kumawadi abo. Ugogo Agnes Magama ngomunye wabakade sebevotile kusiyatshaya u-9 o'clock ekuseni. Yena-ke akazange akufihle ukuthi uvotele ibandla libusayo ele-African National Congress, ANC.
Manje sihluku sihamba naso zethuse nayo yona iyasenzela sithole o-grovers nezingubo.
Kodwa kumnumzana Nyambeni Mboneng, yena ovotele okushini leSoweto, laye okubeke kwacaca ukuthi uvotele ibandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters, uthe akakuzwisisi ukuthi kungani abantu belokhu bevotela ibandla le-ANC.
Akuna manzi, akuna gesi. Into yesimple, I mean, within 27 years, sasokukhuluma ngento yamanzi nento zokusala, so yabona, that's why ngithe. If ukhona umuntu azoyivotele ANC after this, ayi angazi ukuthi kufunekani.
Inengi-ke labavoti bathi kukhetho lwalo nyaka bavotela amabandla azabalethela amagetsi amahala amanzi lokubakhela izindlu. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho kwele South Africa e-Independent Electoral Commission ithi ukhetho lwalomhlanje luqhutshwe ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu. Umgcinihlalo wale komishini umnumzana Glenn Mashinini utshela bezindaba ukuthi indawo eziningi bayathokoza kakhulu ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngayo.
Over 99% of the 23,148 voting stations opened on time, with many voters already waiting to vote before 7 a.m. In general, voting is progressing well across the country. The logistical arrangements are holding very well.
Selokhu amalungiselelo alolukhetho eqalile ayikho imbiko yenkokheli zamabandla aphikisayo ezibotshiweyo, kanti ke kayikho njalo imbiko yemikhankaso echithwe ngamapholisa. Le yinto esizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Bongani Nyathi athi kufanele ingconywe kakhulu.
Singathi ukhetho lolu belukhululekile, ikakhulu masikhangela inhlanganiso eyiyo ephatha ukhetho, inhlanganiso yama elections, Independent Electoral Commission. Le nhlanganiso izimele, ayithathi hlangothi kwezepolitiki. Lokhu kunomthelela omkhulu kakhulu ekuthini ukhetho lukhululekile noma hayi.
Likomishini ibike ukuthi kube nezehlakalo zabantu abebetshengisela befuna ukuvimba ukuqhutshwa kokhetho endaweni zabo, kodwa iyakuqeda lokho. Kube njalo lomunye obotshiweyo obanjwe egcwalisa ibhokisi ngamavoti ongaziwayo ukuthi avele phi. Ukungazwisisani kwamapholisa lenye into athele izindaba kubangele ukuthi ibotshwe, kodwa kwagcina ekhululwe ngemva kokungenela kwekomishini yezokhetho. Kunabantu abafika izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lesithupha 26 million ababhalisele ukuvota kulolu khetho olulamabandla edlula amakhulu amathathu over 300 ancintisanayo. Mestudio 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kweze midlalo seliphelelwe ngumphako iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders umncintiswano wengezo yeChibuku Super Cup, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uthembisa okukhulu kumidlalo yeleague. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu le Highlanders linqotshwe ngele FC Platinum ye 1 kanyanga ngomqhubelo, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uMandla Mpofu uthi indlela abafana bakhe abadlala ngayo balakho ukwenza izimanga kumncintiswano weleague.
I can say we I feel something that going to the
ngathi mina sesibumbe iqembu elizenelisa ukuncintisa kumidlalo yeligi emuva. Siyanxiba sibili, kodwa phambili indlela esidlalisa ngayo amathuba kayithokozisi, kodwa ke sizasebenza gadalala ukuze kuthi kuqala imidlalo yeligi sesesimeme esihle.
Amanye amaqembu adlulele kusigaba sesemifinal kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup ngabalisa elengezi Platinum, lona elinqobe leChicken Inn nge-2-1, elekranbourne Bullets elinqobe leHarare City nge-2-1, kanye leDynamos elinqobe leBlack Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos uThondira Indiraya uthi bangabe benqobile badlulela kusigaba sesemifinal, kodwa kusamele bazilolonge balungisise indlela abadlala ngayo.
Certainly we need to improve.
Kulendingeko yokuba sikhweza amasokisi silungise okungalunganga kungakaqali imidlalo yeligi ngempela viki. Kuhle ukuba senilisile ukunqoba njalo sesifinyelele kusigaba esilandelayo, kodwa sekumele siqale ukuqabanga ngemidlalo yeligi yona ezaqala ensukwini esilandelayo.
Inhlanganiso yePremier Soccer League ikhuphe umbiko ensukwini ezedluleyo isithi imidlalo yeligi izaqala mhla ziyisithupha kunyanga kaLwezi, njalo olumncintiswano weligi uzamiswa ngenyanga kaMpalakazi kusenzelwa ukuba abadlali labo bakholise ikhefu leKhisimusi. Imidlalo izahle inyiswe kudedelwa imidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika ezadlalwa ekuqaleni komnyaka ize iqhubekele phambili lowo mncintiswano ungafika emaphethelweni ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, uJoseph Njanji.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, laku 15460 kHz ku-shortwave.
Singekehlukane sihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland, lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekansile yakoBulawayo uqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole-tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Praxitus Jeremiah ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-4:46 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lelakho kuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.